point out privately things that may be amusing to me. And when I point it out to other people, it becomes amusing to them. You know, throughout our area here in Baltimore, sometimes find big signs, nails, N-A-I-L-S. It doesn't mean that they're selling nails for a hardware store. It means there's a place where we can make your nails look nice. All different colors, all different designs. Sometimes pass by the window and see people having their hands out like this and working on their nails. It's amusing. Number one is, who looks at their nails? Yet, some people have to have their nails look nice, and sometimes when I go to a fastener, there was a machtenis who was walking around with her hands like this, that you should look at the nails and the color, the platinum color that she had on her fingernails. But it was amusing to me. It's $17 per shot to have your nails painted up. Why does the person need the nails painted up? What for? This person thinks that they have a half inch of their body looking nice, so they're attractive. There's nothing else to attract an individual except nails. They're looking to find a mukum. They're looking to find a mukum. I have to find a place in society. So therefore, if I have crazy designed nails or different color nails, I'm looking for a mukum. Because everybody is looking for a mukum in society, and they can't find their mukum any other place except with such chitainius. And such a small part of the chitainius, this is their mukum in society. It's a pity. But let's not. I'm just taking that as an example. To get closer to home, how many of us dress chitainius to get a mukum in society? How many of us, the dafka, will walk with our shirts out, you know, to show I'm cool, to show I'm a somebody? You know, when you show you're a somebody, it means you're showing you're a nobody. You're showing there's nothing in you, there's no content in you, there's nothing else to show that you're a somebody. I have to show I'm different. I have to show that I belong to the society outside the yeshiva, where you don't dress in a bakovadika way. And proof of it is, if you go for an employment interview, nobody would go with their shirts out. Why not? But you're a schlep. Who's going to hire somebody like that? And because I have no content, I'm looking for content with such chitainius. And if I tell a bacher, tuck your shirt in, so he has to go with madriga above that. What's that madriga above? You know, Rebbe told me, I got to tuck my shirt in. Okay, he tucks it in, but then he pulls the shirt out a little bit. It should fold over, because that's the new madriga, that's new mishagat, the new fad in society, that I should be different. Right? You know, it's a bulge a bit. Instead of looking neat and looking like a mensch. Why does a person need it? Any person who's steiging, does he need it? And for steiging, doesn't even think about it. It's so stupid and silly. And the only reason why I'm doing it, the only reason why I am that way, because I'm looking at the world. You know, and as I've mentioned a couple of months ago, I forgot from whom I've heard it. He says, you know, you find Bokram walking around yeshivas to show that somebody's special. So why do I have to walk around with my shirt out to show I'm special? Right? He says, this person showing he's something special. Where does this person learn to walk around with the shirt out? Because he saw it in the street. Right? Or he thought about to show him some other places. So in other words, he wants to be like the guys outside. So he doesn't want to be special. He wants to be like them. He wants to be like the millions and the tens of millions of these teenagers or the 70-year-old teenagers or the 80-year-old teenagers. Right, whose mind never developed, right? And he wants to be one of those 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 million. Why don't you want to become a somebody? Why are you... are the nails going to make you a somebody? Is your shirt off going to make you a somebody? Is the smoking going to make you into a somebody? Why do you guys smoke? I gotta become a somebody. That makes you into a somebody. The Gemara in Baba Basra on the Fine Testament Aleph says, Kol ha-plerish atmei midivrei teira neifu begehina. Shenemar Odom Toya Miderech HaSeichel, a guy who's Poresh Atmoy, Medivri Torah, Nefil Begehinam, Shenemar Odom Toya Miderech HaSeichel, a person who wanders from the path, from using your brain, Bekehal Refoim Yanua, he will fall into the community of Refoim. I think Mar says, "V'ein refoyim ela gehina." The first is the toya miderech haseichel. Now, what does refoyim got to do with gehenna? What is kol haperish atma midivrei Torah neifel v'gehina? Now, if you look at the deist of the Gemara, it doesn't say Gipol B'Gehenim. It doesn't say guys first made the return Gipol B'Gehenim. It says Neifel B'Gehenim. He falls into it. It doesn't say when he dies he's going to end up in Gehenim. If a guy is a Perish Atmai, made the return Neifel B'Gehenim. Just a small introduction. What is Refoyim? Refoyim in the Chumash and in the Rashi is that when you don't hold anything on tight, that's refoyim. The Gemara in Baba Basra, when it discusses the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Yudam and Beis, when it discusses that Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, sick, and he was very sick, and it seems he went up to the Shemaim and he came back, and his father asked him, what did you see? He says, Elam Hofo Chrisi. He says, and what did you hear? He says, V'shamayti shehoyu oimim ashe misha bo lekan v'tamudai biyodai. Fortunate is a person who, after his death, has tamudai biyodai. Doesn't say, fortunate is a person who learns, but the Talmud is biyodai. What does Talmud biyodai mean? It's in his hands. He's in control of it. The person can learn, and the learning made no effect on him. He doesn't have it. He learns it. It's outside of him. The other means there's a kinyan of it. He says, "Ashe mi shabol kan v'tamudai biyada." Because he became, I sent you into this world to become a different human being, you became a different human being. Tamudei b'yadai. He was kainer. So when the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Kol ha-perish atmai midivrei terga neifel b'gehenem, and the Gemara says, Shenema odam toya miderech ha-sechel b'kahal refoyim yanua, he says, Gehenem is refoyim. What's the pshat Gehenem is refoyim? Refoyim means it's not tamudei b'yadai. I was speaking to a psychologist at the Spears Convention, somebody who I knew from Lakewood, and he was telling me things which I knew. You know, sometimes you have to go to school to find out. He says, why? Why do we have so many unhappy teenagers? Right, outside the Torah community, inside the Torah community. It's their own fault. Because they create their own unhappiness. They don't take their learning well. So they're accomplishing nothing. So they're unhappy. Not tamudei b'yadai. Now, that doesn't mean we're talking about bokrim who don't learn, because everyone l'fi koi koi sof. If I'm a big baal kishrin and I don't use my kishrin, I'm unhappy because I'm not me. You can find a bokr with a shlachar, a cup, and he's working hard. He's happy. He's using his hands for the right reasons, the feet for the right reasons, the teeth for the right reasons, and his brain for the right reasons. But if someone isn't using his brain well, because it comes easy to him, and he doesn't go further with his kishrin, he's unhappy. So what does he do when he's unhappy? So outside the yeshiva world, they'll look for happiness, smoking, marijuana, heroin, hard drugs, etc. Because they're looking for happiness. And all of these superficial happiness creates sadness. Because you have to keep on filling up the tank. And when the tank is empty, you're sad. You have to fill it up again. Instead of the happiness coming from within, with Ashrei Mi Shabolakan V'Tamudei B'Yodai, these people are unhappy people. And until they understand themselves that it's only within their hands to make themselves happy, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a Mayach to use, they're always going to be unhappy. And I think that's the pshat. Kol ha-perish atmai midivrei tera neifel begehinam shenemar odom toya miderech ha-secha bekal refoyim yonua, is that if a person is in a matzav of not using his abilities, his brain, he's in Gehenim. Not the pshat he will fall into Gehenim. He is in Gehenim. He's an unhappy person. He's tortured. He's in torture. And because he's in torture, he's looking. You know, he pointed out to me that people think, well, they smoke marijuana, so they become happy. He says, it destroys the brain. He says, and simonim, some simonim that the psychologists have, and any of us can have, is that when people become bitter, they become quiet, and they're bitter, that's a simon that he takes things to make himself happy. Because when he hasn't got those things, he's tortured. He has to have Zahai. When he hasn't got it, he's tortured. When he's tortured, he doesn't put the blame on himself, he puts the blame on other people. The other people are torturing him. He becomes bitter, pulls himself out of society, or thinks society is crazy. Kalapairesh, Asmai me divrei ter neifel begehinam. He is in Gehenna. These people are sad. The Gemara Baba Basra says that a goy came, the Gemara in Shabbat says that a goy came to Hillel and he says, teach me kol ha-terekul al regalachas. You've all heard this Gemara in Dabla Meralas. So Hillel tells him, Toma the son ilach l'chavrat l'chavrat. Whatever you want, you don't want people to do to you, don't do to other people. Some translated into the Haftar Yachas Kamaifa. He says, this is kol ha-terekula, and the rest is clarification of it. So they ask the question. This isn't kol ha-terekula, there's Bein Adam L'Mokam in kol ha-terekula. And here you're only talking about Bein Adam L'Chaveret. They say, yeah, but he meant the majority is kol ha-terekula, is Bein Adam L'Chaveret. Right? Rafam says a different story. Or Rashi here brings down a puzzle. It says, Rea kov rea avicha al tazim. Your friend and your father's friend, don't leave him. Stay friendly with him. But that puzzle in Mishlei is referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Koma the sonny lof l'chavrach lo yisadit. Says, what you wouldn't like, don't do to your friend. Okay. Don't do to your friend. Which means, and I've explained this many times, I'll just say quickly to get into Rafam's insight, that if someone found you on the steps of a shul with a note pinned onto your shirt, please take care of my child, and somebody takes you into their house and he raises you for 25 years and he gives you all the best and he gives you the right chinuch and he's a wonderful person, etc., etc., and then he comes back one day from the supermarket and he says, please help me carry the packages from the supermarket, and you say, why should I? Well, I mean, why should you? Do you know what I did for you? Do you know what I did? Why should I? You should do it because I asked you to do it. That's enough. You don't need any reason for it. If you would understand what I did for you, is there a mockum to ask such a question? So Hill was telling him, this is kol ha-terekula. When a person understands how precious life is, how wonderful it is to live, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me a mitzvah to do, I can ask the Benishma, I do. Because Hashem told me to do it. Once I got the hakara that there's a bayra and I'm a nivra, that's kol ha-terekula. Komad the sunny rock of Chavra Kalisav. It's not a good little. I heard the insight. But Rav Palm says, he said, you can't be Mekayim Beinodom L'Chaveroi without Beinodom L'Mot. Says, if a person is Yerei Shemayim, if a person is interested in understanding what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, then the level of the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is different. Totally different level. And I've said many times from Rav Elia Lapian, there's Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Derech Eretz was around the world before Torah came. There was civilization in the world. But after Torah came along, there's a different level of Derech Eretz. And he gave a mashal. I'll just give one or two mashalim, which I've said many times. Somebody has economic difficulties and he sells himself as an Eved. Sold as an Eved. Fine. You buy him. You give him a good price and you buy him. Any problems? No. The wife comes running. I have no food. You tell the wife, what do I do about it? I bought your husband. Didn't buy you. I didn't buy your kids. In court, in human logic, divorce is right. I should support this Evans wife. He sold himself to me. I bought him. You know, you take care of yourself. What does the Torah say? If you buy an Evans, you have to support his wife and kids. How else are they going to be supported? There's a Derech Eretz that comes after Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a different level of Derech Eretz. There's a Derech Eretz which human logic would teach you, and there's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's logic of what Derech Eretz is. A man sells a daughter because he can't support her. He sells a 10, 11-year-old daughter, 6, 7, 8, whatever you want, as a slave. All right? Good idea. I can't support her. Sell my daughter. So she comes into the master's house, and the master gives her a mop and a pail, and he says, start cleaning the Beis HaKiseh. Anything wrong with that? I paid for her. If the father's allowed to sell her, I paid for her. What's the problem? What does the Torah say? The Torah says, why was this girl sold? Because she's a deprived child. Her father can't support her. Do you know what you're supposed to do? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, marry her. Take this girl into your house. Make her your wife. Sheva Tzusa Benosa LeYigra. Raise her. She should be a normal girl. And if you can't marry her, let your son marry her. That's what the Torah says. There's a Derech Eretz after her. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's Derech Eretz is not the Derech Eretz of a human being. Zot Rav Tam. He says, you can't be Mekayim, Koma Adesoni Lach Lachavach Leisavit. If you want to be Mekayim, Bein Adam Lachaveroi, you first have to understand the Bein Adam Lamokai. You first got to be Yerei Shemayim. You first have to be Dovuk in the Midas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you're Dovuk in the Midas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you see how the Kodesh Baruch Hu runs this world, Mahu Chanun, Nafasa Chanun, when you see the Bein Adam Lamokai, then you know how to deal with your friends. You can't be Mekayim. Or friends, or somebody comes to you and says, help me. Fine, you take out a checkbook and you help. You know what this fellow's longing for? Please take care of me. Oh, I did. She gave me a big check. What's going to be in the future? He's not going to tell you that. He has to help you give him a check. You're a very nice guy. Legs tight. Gewaldig. But are you really concerned about him? Is he still leaving your house crying and moaning that there's nobody taking care of him? He is. Because, okay, so I got money for another few days. Then what? There's nobody taking care of me. Do you put yourself in his position? You know. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Mishpatei Hashem Emes. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to give a punishment to one person, somebody else is going to be affected by it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu looks deeply into someone, and that's the way you're supposed to be. B'yohavtol reyata kumaita, what does that mean? It doesn't mean love them like you love yourself. It means love like you love yourself. What does that mean? It means just like yourself, you would want somebody to please take care of me. Help me. Even though you're embarrassed to say so. So your friend, you should take care of him too. You have nobody to take care of your wife and kids. You can't ask a guy to take care of my wife and kids. Why should I take care of your wife and kids? But it bothers you to take care of my wife and kids. That's what the kamaika is. Just like you would like somebody to delve into the depths of your life and to help you, that's why you should delve into the depths of this person's life and help him. That's your Yahweh Kamaita. The Chafetz Chaim says over a story, which I repeated sometimes, that there was a smuggler who was very bakovedic in the city. You know, he always got the kosher aliyah because he was a big philanthropist. You know, and everybody was machabedim, the banquets in his honor. The guy's a big, you know, a big nadwin. Going on for many, many, many years. Then the government caught him. So they have a court case, and he's sent off to Siberia. So as he was going on the train in shackles, he asked the police take him as they're passing by his city. Says, should we get off here? I want to speak to the road. So, for some reason, they let him get off, and they went off and he spoke to the road. And he went into the road's house and said, why didn't you stop me? See what happened to me? My life is ruined. My family's life is ruined. You knew I was a smuggler. Why were you giving me such cover? Look what happened to me. I didn't look into the future. But you knew what could have happened to me. Why didn't you stop me? That's what he said. He's right. When we're living, well, we all want to grow. When you see people doing something wrong, how can we look aside? If you have to arrest him, why don't we stop him? You know, I said recently a joke. Somebody wants to jump off the Empire State Building, and he said, no, you're going to hurt yourself. So, you may have to call Hatzolah after this. So the guy jumps, and he's falling to the 52nd floor. He says, no, so far, so good. He doesn't see what's going to be at the end. What right does anybody have to keep their mouth shut? If it's your heart to your commitment, why don't you look into the future? When it comes to smoking, it's so far so good. That's all it is. So far so good. I'm going through the 52nd floor. Why didn't you stop me? Forgetting about smoking, anything. People reading pornography. Where it converts a human being into an animal. How do you look aside? He'll come later on, could be in the Yerlam HaEmes, and he'll scream, why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you scream? Is it Yahat or Yahat Kamaika? Were you concerned about me? He has a Mokum Taina. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Taina. Why don't you stop him? Are you really concerned about him? And when the guy's lying in the hospital, okay, you're going to go visit him. Shkoyach. May kind of speak your chalom. Shkoyach. He goes to the rabbi and says, why didn't you stop me? It's a big timer. The same way you would want people to stop you, who know the suffering consequences. This all the cloud you have to rachel kamaifa. Reading materials, movies, TVs, we all know what it is. How can we keep quiet? Komad de sonila, lechavra chalei savin. What you in the future are going to hate. The chatz v'sholim. You shouldn't have kindness to your friends. Why didn't they stop you? And the same way you shouldn't permit your friends to have kindness to you, why didn't you stop them? This is the Derech Eretz of Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches us, when a guy sells himself as a slave, you got to delve into the depths of everything. If you're a Christ to take care of his wife and his kids, etc., it's your achrayis to take care of your chaver. With this yushtag, with this hishtag, this is our raven call Yisrael. This is caring for another human being. And this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says when he calls us. Ami ato Yisrael, I said, b'cho es por. You are my people that I become glorified with you. such a people who are concerned just for the right thing. They're concerned about their chaverim, their family. This is a people that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is proud of.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.